Howdy and welcome to The Crying Hole with Reagan Thurman. Unfortunately, today our pilot episode was supposed to be joined by my best friend and incredible guest, Jake P. Richardson, but due to some unforeseen travel circumstances with some bad weather, we were not able to get him on the podcast today. But fear no more, it's me, we're here, and let's get cracking. The first thing I'd like to talk about today is just a little bit about myself. I'm 24 years old. I'm from Bryan, Texas. I've lived here my entire life. I'm what you'd call addicted to the sheep and goat industry, the livestock industry as a whole, but specifically the sheep and goat industry. Not only do I help many kids across the state and nation with their show projects when it comes to sheep and goats, but I thoroughly enjoy and just love raising show goats. Currently, I'm housing about 10 to 15 really, really nice baby goats that we're preparing for a online sale here in about a week and a half, and I couldn't be more excited to be able to show these to some consumers and get them sold. With that being said, a little backstory on this podcast and the name. Those of you that have participated in livestock shows or have been around them, you know that everybody just craves that sales spot. They want to get in the premium sale at the Texas major livestock shows. Well, the name The Crying Hole comes from one of the most detrimental places you can be at a livestock show. Say they sell six in a class, and you're down there and you get seventh place. You are one out of the sale. Well, we call that The Crying Hole. And I just thought the irony of a podcast from somebody that loves the livestock show world, that's making it for people that love the livestock show world, and it being about the livestock show world, let's put a little irony in the name. Let's make it a little humorous. Because while there's going to be serious topics covered in this podcast, we like to keep things light. We like to keep things fun. Because that's what it is. This is fun. We're having fun. Nevertheless, let's get into our first discussion of the week. Online sales and their pictures of some of these babies. Wow. That's been a big part of my life for about the past 4 years, has been picturing babies, sale animals, whether it's sheep, goats, hogs, cattle. I've been through it. I know what it takes. I've also seen the backside of things, and I know that, you know, some people maybe push the limits a little bit too much whenever they get on their MacBooks. They hop on Adobe Photoshop. They get a little heavy with the mouse clippers. They make things way more difficult and way more extreme than what you see in person. Those people that post these insane looking photos where they look like cartoon characters, pretty funny you never see videos of those. Nevertheless, I think it's an incredible, incredible game to be in. If you can be very good at selling them online, that's a niche. But all in all, we got to start holding people accountable that take it to an extreme. While there's no doubt that some people do it the right way, and some people, you know, don't necessarily expose the people they should, I think we got to start holding the people in our industry accountable, calling them out, one would even say. You know, because sometimes I'll see pictures of some baby goats, and I think that thing is incredible. That thing looks like a cartoon character. And then when I see it in person a week or 2 weeks later at a live sale, I'm sitting there asking these breeders, where is this one showing in the picture? And I can clearly see the tag number, but I do it out of spite that they worked so much harder on Photoshopping that baby goat than they did making one that was actually that good. And it's almost embarrassing. I'm not going to say any names, because while this is going to be a podcast of hot takes and things that maybe others wouldn't say, I'm not going to call others out just yet. Down the road, I could see it happening, but just not today. That's something that I really wish Jake was here to talk about, because he's one that I've done this a lot with. He's one that I've clipped thousands, and I legitimately mean thousands, of baby goats with, that have gone and had their photos taken, that have either been sold online or promoted online, or however you want to describe it. We've done it thousands of times together. Now, we're not typically the ones taking the pictures in some of those circumstances, but as someone that has pictured babies for pictures, it's not it's not a hard thing to do and do correctly and do with integrity. Now, with that being said, I'm not saying everybody does it, but there are a select few in every species, everyone knows who they are, that just take it too far. Now, I just wanted to touch on that briefly because it's just something that kind of agitates me as I go through Facebook every day and I see some of these pictures posted, and then sometimes people are brave enough to post videos. And those people that do those out of this world cartoon character looking photos and then post videos of an animal that doesn't look anything like their photo, you know, I almost commend those people, like the stones it takes to actually post that on social media, on an online sale. Those people are incredible. Those people have a little bit something different that I, to be honest with you, do not. I don't know if I made a picture look like that, that I could post a video where they looked nothing like that photo. Oh man, it's just a strange world we live in. You know, some people, the way some people think, the way people, so some people go about their business, it's just a little bit different. You know, it's just outrageous. The next thing I want to get on is the prices some of these goats are selling at, the claims that some people make. I don't care if you've won every show in America for the past 10 years. To claim that an animal that is being sold at a live sale is the best animal that's ever been offered to the public in that species is asinine. It's absolutely, completely unnecessary to say that. And then for your buddy and his friends to buy that said baby goat, 90 day old at most, let's say, for $100,000. No female 90 day old baby goat is worth $100,000. It's a stretch to go for 50. It just seems a little bit out of this world. It seems a little bit unnecessary. And that's just the fact of the matter. Those of you that are listening, that keep up with the show goat world and keep up with a certain live sale that happened recently in Oklahoma, know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what goat I'm talking about from exactly what breeder I'm talking about. You know, success has been had on that farm, and I commend them for that, because it is a extremely hard thing to do to have success one time, but they've had very good success over the past few years, and you know, there's something to be said for that. But I don't know, outrageous claims in my mind don't get you anywhere special in life. And I think the topic that I just kind of want to close on to wrap up this episode, and I really, really wish Jake was here, because we could get in, we could do this for hours. We don't have hours, okay? This podcast is to be quick little snippets for you to listen to while you go to work, or while you're getting ready in the morning, or while you're doing chores, while you're putting out feed to the show animals, you know? But the last thing I want to get on is the animosity between certain groups. There's a quote that I love that I like to live by, and it's used more in between our group, our friend group, that we, you know, go to shows together, we help each other out, and I think it would work for everybody, in any industry, because there is a lot of animosity amongst everybody, and I just think we all need to live by it more. And that quote is, none of us are as good as all of us. I don't want to use the word hatred, because I think it's an ugly word. I think it's an unnecessary word. I think it's a word that the good Lord doesn't want us to use towards other people. But there is a lot of animosity between certain groups of every species, no matter what show you go to, no matter what live sales you're going to, it doesn't matter. It's ugly. We could accomplish so much more as a group, as a collective, if we were just kinder to each other. If we did more together instead of holding people out and pushing people away. And I'm not saying we have to include every single person in the industry to every single thing, But those of us that do this at a high level, those of us that do this for, in a roundabout way, the same reasons, it is ridiculous that half the time people can't look each other in the eyes, they can't speak to each other, and as soon as one critical thing is said, someone loses their mind. It's unnecessary. It's ridiculous. We all have the same goal in mind. We all want to make livestock the absolute highest quality we can. We want to see kids win, and we want to have freaking fun. So we need to start putting that all that stuff aside. Push it all aside. Forget rules. Forget what we're supposed to be doing. If we cannot be kind to each other when we're all doing the same exact things for the same exact reasons, but we're on different quote-unquote teams, we are limiting ourselves, we are limiting the kids, and we are limiting the industry to what it can accomplish as a whole. If people would be more on board, we'd have a whole lot more fun. It's just so frustrating that we can't. And I'm going to leave you with a little bit of advice, a little bit of a quote from a TV show that I think a lot of people could benefit from watching. New favorite show of mine called Ted Lasso. He gets brought over from the United States as a Division III football coach, I believe, to coach in the Premier League for soccer in London, which, if you don't know what that is, it's, think of all the other soccer leagues is AAA, AA, single A in baseball, and the Premier League is like the major leagues. As a joke, he gets brought over and he turns into a coach that everybody loves and they actually see a little bit of success. One of his players, Sam, gets down on himself because he didn't make the game-winning goal. And he looks at Sam and he says, "Sam, you know what the happiest animal in the world is?" He says, "It's a goldfish." And you know why it's a goldfish? Because a goldfish has a 10-second memory. The bad things that happen, they forget about them, they move on. That's the only advice I can give to anyone that's listening and anyone that is having a bad day or even a good day, but they just want to be happier more. When you start getting upset, be a goldfish. It's my good friend Jason Spence would say, and I only say this because rest in peace, and boy, do I miss him. Guns up, be blessed, honor your gifts. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Crying Hole.